volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. Perhaps as much as any man, Henry David Thoreau enjoyed his walks in the woods. In June 1853, Thoreau wrote in his journal of an enchanting encounter with the wood thrush. The wood thrush launches forth his evening strains from the midst of the pines. I admire the moderation of this master. There is nothing tumultuous in his song. He launches forth one strain with all his heart and life and soul, of pure and unmatchable melody, and then he pauses and gives the hearer and himself time to digest this, and then another, and another. About a week later, Thoreau wrote again of the wood thrush, "This is the only bird whose note affects me like music. It lifts and exhilarates me. It is inspiring. It changes all hours to an eternal morning." Wood thrushes thrive in large expanses of forest, and their numbers have declined as forests have been cut on their breeding grounds and where they winter, in southern Mexico and Central America. Yet nearly half of wood thrush pairs have two broods per nesting season, so given a chance, their numbers could rebound. Protected areas like Adirondack Park, Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and Ozark National Forest give them that chance. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
All right, we are back with Analog Archives once again for the hour. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host, and I hope you all enjoyed that little Bird Note that we had going on there. But now we're back with more music, and, you know, I say music, and I do mean music, but I feel like some people might listen to the next thing that I play and be like, what are you talking about, you know? And or that might be the reaction, is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but I am playing this for a reason, and that is because I am utterly perplexed by the next thing that I'm about to play for you all. So it is labeled as, okay, so the artist here says Catch-20-22. That is the name of the artist. And then under that, there is just some notes, and I will read them out to you, and maybe you can, maybe this will make more sense to you. Anyways, this says Technics SLP202A compact disc player, 4x oversampling, high resolution system digital filter, 2D IC linear 18-bit random access program, recorded direct to DAT 1997, no edits, no upper serviceable parts inside, no user serviceable parts inside, excuse me. Return to servicing to qualified service personnel. Okay, so that is all that says, and that is all the information really that I could find. I think this is from a record label in the UK called Raft Records that also has only come out with just, you know, a handful of records of this vein. But apparently this was a piece of a production of some sort that's about 14, 15 minutes long, and it was produced off of a broken CD player. And I think that'll make a lot of sense once you start listening to it. I'm going to play it in parts, but I listened through all of this, and I'm not going to have, you know, it just be 14 minutes of audio, but it's going to be mostly that. So I hope you enjoy Catch 2022 with Technics SLP202 compact disc player, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's see what this is. I'm going to cut it off there for a sec. Well, you are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And yeah, I hope you've been enjoying that so far. I will say it is not the same loop over and over again, and this track does progress. So bear with me here. You might even hear a little bit of remixing that I decided to do later on. But, you know, that's to be seen. All right, let's keep going. We'll be right back. thank you all again for listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're not done, by the way, playing this Catch 20 2022 album by the name of Technics SLP202A Compact Disc Player. Again, if you are just tuning in, this is a record that apparently was produced off of a broken CD player, so I just need you to bear with me and listen to the very end. Hope you enjoy. Still listening? Well, I hope you've been enjoying this track so far, but we have a good bit of a way to go, and I promise you it is gonna switch up. It is gonna change. You might have heard some little bit of remixing going on earlier, but that is unrelated. Hope you've been enjoying this very bizarre episode of Analog Archives with your host Danny Nesvetterani. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, so before we get into the next portion of this very long track, just a bit of a warning, it gets quite noisy. We'll be right back. And with that, we have reached the very end of this hour. Thank you all so much for tuning into that, frankly, quite bizarre episode of Analog Archives. I had a lot of fun listening and just jamming out with all of you with these two projects. For those of you who would like a reminder, you just listened to Emotional Joystick with six tracks off of this promotional LP. And then afterwards, we listened to a very interesting record, which is only one side, and also transparent, by the way. And it was titled Catch 2022 Technics SLP202A Compact Disc Player from Raft Records in the UK. Anyways, make sure you stay tuned for the rest of tonight's programming. We've got the 60-minute stage drive coming on at 8 p.m., but before that, 7 p.m., in just about a minute, we've got none other than Wham Bam East Fan, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's going to be a great show, so make sure you stay tuned. Thank you all once again, and until next week, peace. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.